Tim, I've been working with you for a long time over many, many years, yep. And I see you get excited about certain players, but I have to say, the emergence of this young man in the last couple of weeks of the season and the first week of the finals has got you up and about like I've never seen.
Yeah, well, I've been up and about. You're quite right about that. Because I'll tell you why. Because I first learned of Jacob Townsend when I spoke to Kevin Chidi many years ago when he was at the Giants. And he said, keep an eye on this kid. He said, I've never, ever come across anybody that's tougher than this young man. He's on the line now. Good morning to you, Jacob.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Well, we're very, very well. How are you going? How are you handling all this sort of finals activity and the fact that you've developed a very high profile in a short space of time?
Yeah, which I don't really like in a way. But, yeah, so I obviously come from playing twos and not, no one really knowing my name or my story or anything to it being publicised a bit. But, yeah, obviously I have to pinch myself a bit because, yeah, I was about three or four games ago, weeks ago, I wasn't sure my plan, what I'd be doing, or if I'd be playing AFL footy again. So, I'm pretty happy to be out there playing back in the side.
Hey, Jacob, did you ever lose faith in your own ability or your ability to break into this side? Because it took you a long time this year to get your chance.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I lost faith. I suppose I always knew at the start of the year when we got the likes of Caddy and Prestia in the side that it would be hard for me to get a game in that midfield spot. So I didn't really lose faith that I'd be able to crack it. I just had to wait for my opportunity, and I just had to focus on going out in the VFL and being that best player and being that first one picked. Up in the ones if the chance came, and I was fortunate enough that you did.
It's a great story, mate. You won the JJ Liston Trophy on Monday night as well, so your VFL form was fantastic. The Richmond story in and of itself is an enormous story, and you've just added to it, and I think you give great inspiration, mate. I read a story you did with Mark Robinson in the Herald Sun recently, and some of the challenges that you faced as a young man trying to make his way in the world, I think it's great, and you're just adding to this whole Richmond fairy tale.
Yeah, I thought I had my best year and most consistent year so far, and yeah, I was fortunate enough to win the AFL Best and Fairest, and as you said, the Tiger story has been pretty good this year from obviously previous year when we didn't have our best year, and we sort of turned it around in a short time space. I'm looking forward to hopefully going out there and playing in a prelim final.
Hey, Jacob, we've seen you play a role for the team the last three games that you've played, Johnson, and then you played against Carlisle, against St Kilda, and at the weekend you played against Henderson. Is that a role that you enjoy playing? I mean, you seem to have been able to really grasp the concept of being able to not only to defend as a forward, but also to kick goals when the opportunity arises.
Yeah, obviously it's been well documented that we haven't really got we've got key forwards, but they've either been injury or in the VFL for various reasons. And so I put my hand up probably halfway through the year and said I can play that key forward target down the line and stuff like that. And they sort of said, well, it's a bit of a short term fix. which I knew at the time, obviously. So then, that role, I'm just happy to be playing one. So if they give me tag and roll or play on someone or whatnot, I'll be pleased to do it. And I'll just go out there and just haven't really put much pressure on me. The first game with Freo, they just said go out there and just compete and try and stop Michael Johnson coming across and taking those marks and starting their play up from the back line, and the goal to just come off the back of just trying to play trying to go to my opponents, trying to stop their influence, and fortunate enough I've been able to kick some goals.
Kick some goals. You've kicked, I think it's 12 goals now in three games.
13.
13 goals now, is it? Yeah. 13 goals in three games, which is just an unbelievable achievement on your behalf. Now, Kevin Chidi said to me, I think you probably heard it at the outset, that he's never seen a tougher kid. And Kevin's been around football a long, long time. Where does that toughness come from, Jacob?
Yeah, Chidi's always had those nice words to say about me.
He loved you.
He did love me. Started up growing up, playing rugby union. Yep. I think that's sort of where it's come from. Old man played for his whole sort of life. Started that when I was about 8, all the way through to about 12, and I've always enjoyed that side of that code. And then obviously changing codes, and no one really put the pressure on or sort of like to tackle people as hard as I do. So I try to try to transfer that over, and it's been all right for me.
Hey, Jacob, whatever you're doing, mate, keep doing it, because we're all going to go along Saturday week and watch Richmond play, and whilst we're going to watch the team, you've become one of the first people that we look at, and you kicked the first goal of the match on the weekend, and there was this massive Tiger roar, and you've quickly become a favourite of the Tiger Army and the broader footy community. So well done, mate, and good luck.
Right. Thanks, boys.
Join you, Jacob.
Jacob Townsend, the new sensation at 24 years of age.